When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Final hour has arrived. Matt Berry started off a couple hours ago. We had Roman. We talked to Billy Walters. And the question you have to ask, can the show get any better? I'll let you answer for yourself. Legend is next.
Satellite. Jim is the MSO, and our man's not quite right. Satellite. Woo! Game week, baby. It's game week, Paul. How you feeling, my black ass?
I can't
brother?
Wait.
You ready to tee it up?
Let's do this thing, okay?
Let's do it, Paul. I got my pads on, I got my helmet on, I got my paint under my eyes on, and written across my chest, I got trouble. Woo! I'm ready, baby. Put me in, Nick Saban, put me in. I'm ready to break a collarbone. Let's get it on. Woo! Like Bobby Gay says, let's get it on, SEC, let's get it on. The king's been down too long. As Ali once said, it's time the king returned to his throne. Woo! Paul, I heard our man's call yesterday, and it's really a shame when a Hall of Fame player becomes a sad player. You know, I listen to our man, and I'm reminded of Miguel Cabrera of the Detroit Tigers batting 213 on his farewell tour in the MLB, Paul. You know, it's really sad, man. Everybody, you know, I guess he does that kind of stuff. Nick Saban ain't this. Nick Saban is leaving. Nick Saban ain't a good coach. I guess he says that stuff to get a reaction. But every Alabama fan I've talked to in the last day or two, they've all had the same question. Can somebody be that stupid? And my answer is yes, yes, somebody can be that stupid. You see, our man's just an old hippie from the 60s, a drummer, wannabe drummer, never made it big, a wannabe, you know. And, I mean, he don't know football. And now he's hanging out with a guy that God has told not to talk about football. And it's really gotten worse. And at some point, I hope Jim's God speaks to him again and tells him to tell that imbecile to shut up about sports, because it's clear that he don't know a damn thing about sports. A friggin' complete moron, two pathetic morons that should never talk anything about sports, because it's clear that either one of those imbeciles know a damn thing about football. Now, Paul, I've heard all season long. You reckon Paul can get through this call without a redneck old ass geezer trying to throw a chair at me too?
You have my word and the word of my boss Vince McMahon.
All right, thank you there, Jim Ross. I appreciate that. I really do. Because last week I couldn't even finish a call without an old ass geezer the same age as Joe Biden wanting to come on here and trip over his stroller in the top rope and try to throw a damn chair at me. So, damn, Paul, when have I ever interrupted another caller? Can you
never,
ever tell
never.
Me one time? Never. Never. You know what? Because I don't give a damn what they have to say about me. I'm nearly 60 damn years old. I don't give a damn. That's the point of getting old. You quit giving a damn what people have to say, and you discover true freedom. Now back to what I was going to say, Paul. You know, I've heard all this talk about what Alabama don't have. But let me tell you what Alabama does have, Paul. Let me tell you what they do have. Dallas Turner, Chris Braswell, and Keon Kelly. That is the best three outside pass rushers in the entire conference, right? Well, not the three best, but the trio is the three best. The combo of the three is the three best. You don't only have to have a great quarterback, Paul. You have to be able to get at the quarterback. And let me tell you something. Them dudes right there, Dallas Turner can get at the quarterback. Them three guys right there gives Alabama the best pass rush in the SEC. And that's huge when you're playing people like Quinn Ewers and Ole Miss's offense and Jimbo Fisher. If you can't get at the quarterback, you are through, brother. And Alabama with them guys are going to be able to get at the damn quarterback. And Otis, 320, and Tim Smith, 325 on the inside. I'm liking what I'm seeing out of them guys right there. They're going to bring about that back, Cody back to that middle. Don't you agree, Paul, this defense has to carry this team in the early going, and they have to be really good for Alabama to be really good. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Oh, totally, yeah. I mean, that is the path to the playoffs, an elite defense, because right now the offense does not look like it can get into shootouts.
Yeah, you can tell Nick's not very happy with the quarterback situation, and we know they're going to play all three of them in the opener, and we're hoping that somebody emerges. I'm not – you know, I was listening to I-Man be so damn stupid, and I want to apologize to the Georgia fan base for saying some of the stupid damn things I've said. You guys are a monster, but I'm coming for your ass, so get ready. Hearing that idiot talk down about other teams and not know a damn thing about football made me ashamed of some of the crap I've said on here. Georgia is a damn monster, but I'm coming for you, monster. You can get damn ready because the king is going back to his throne. But I'm going to tell you something. The only position we lack in is quarterback. This is a loaded team except for quarterback. And if we can just get a Greg McElroy out of one of those four, I think we're going to be in really good shape and be in a position to surprise. I think that Texas game and A&M games are two hardest games. I've said that before right there. But, Paul, that lie. You know, Paul, you got AC going up against AJ. Is that what I heard you say?
Well, if we need to.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you right now. AJ is a Black Hat Academy guy. Now, he can't get into Inter Family because he got Auburn blood in his system, but he'll whoop AC's ass. I promise you that. You won't be able to understand what AC says after he gets upset. You ain't going to be able to understand a damn thing he has to say, man. You ain't going to be able to understand a damn thing he has to say. And let me say this right here, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Paul, if Alabama had LSU season last year, what would they be saying about Nick Saban? Would they not already have him in the ground? Would we not already be throwing dirt on the man if we'd had the season LSU had last year?
I agree.
All right. Let's stop talking about them make-believe wannabes then, all right? Make them prove something. Actually win 10 games. So I'm going to tell you something. Brian Kelly ain't won 10 games very many times in his career, and he damn sure ain't won a playoff game. And again, that goes back. I'm just getting pissed off about this pathetic make-believe stuff that the media keeps shooting out there. Like, oh, he's all great. He ain't all great. Kiss my ass. He ain't all that great. My book. Paul, love you, dude. Satellite. Dim is an imbecile, and I-Man's not quite right. Satellite. Elvis has left the building.
Susie is up next.
God, I love coming after Legend, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. Love you, Legend. I'm still waiting to hear you're going to give me a black hat, country woman's hat. Paul, your session with Roman today was a highlight of the show.
I think you
need a spotlight before Roman comes on every week, and it says Roman and Dr. Paul, and go into it because it's entertaining. Really entertaining. But, on the other hand, Roman, thank you for saying you're going to put your dang kids on a bus to go home. As a teacher, and Paul, your callers that call and talk about sitting in a carpool line, it is the most ridiculous thing teachers witness every single day. Parents there an hour early, like you said, sitting to drop their kid off. Or at the end of the day, Kids get out at 3:30. They're there at 2:30.
Well, Susie, tell us why parents are there an hour early to pick their kids up.
Because the majority of their kids don't want to ride the bus, Paul.
Okay.
My kid doesn't want to ride the bus.
But do you it need to? If school's out at 3:30, why can't you roll in at 3:25?
Because the line is already wrapped up.
Oh, okay.
Because if you pull in at 2:30, you're like 150th in line.
Got it.
Wraps around the roads. And then the morning, the little mama's going to go play tennis, drop their little schoolgirls off with their little Starbucks. I'm venting now because this is ridiculous. Your kids need to learn to grow up and get on a bus, ride to school, and ride home. And for goodness sake, did Roman say his kids' buses are air conditioning and have all kinds of stuff in them?
Yeah, I mean,
they're not yellow school buses.
Roman's kids are going to a private school. The bus has your own. You get to choose, from one of seven Starbucks brands. You get probably catered croissants.
You wonder why we are the state that we are in today.
I remember when I was a kid. Fortunately, we lived fairly close, so I rode my bike to school. I mean, that's what we did.
Yeah, well, we had, if you lived more than a mile, you could ride the bus. I was just under a mile.
Yeah.
My mommy and my daddy did not take me. They did not pick me up. And I lived in Pennsylvania near Lake Erie. I walked. I got the old stories. I walked to school, and I walked home almost a mile.
Yeah, I walked a lot of times, too. But, I don't ever remember. One of my elementary school was a pretty decent distance, but we still walked.
Yeah, it's just, and you have some, I heard one caller, because I got on your show late, so I did it on my cell phone, from the beginning. So, I got to hear Roman and that, and I'll go back and pick up what I missed since I've been waiting for you. But it's like you talk to teachers. It's painful. It's a painful way to start your day as a teacher when you've got car duty. To get those, in elementary school, you've got to open the doors. Well, no, you're not even allowed to open the doors anymore for fear somebody gets slammed in the door and you'll get sued or the school gets sued. But you've got to stand there while the kid tries to open the door and get themselves out with their book bag, saying goodbye. And, and you've got to get in at a certain point, start teaching. And then at the end of the day, if you pull car duty, then you've got the hundreds of cars lined up. And then they're calling for the kids, and the kids aren't listening, that their parents in line waiting for it is ridiculous. And it's some need to ride the bus. I mean, need carpool. Absolutely, there are reasons. But the majority is because the kids don't want
to. More than anything else, Susie, I am glad we cleared that up today. We must take a break. We have a long way to go. Stick around.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. Let's continue with more phone calls. The handsome one is next. Hey, Joe.
Roll tie, roll, Paul Feinbaum. You know what? Hey, another good show today. Good show, man. I love hearing Legend. And, Susie, I guess you're talking about carpooling. People should carpool, I guess.
Right.
You know, back when I was in school, everybody either walked to school or they rode the bus. There wasn't a bunch of line of, you know, dropping the youngins off. That just didn't happen much when I was young. But, you know, hey, but anyway, I listened to the show yesterday, and one on the last hour, you had, of course, he's one of the longtime callers. I ain't going to say his name, but he's a Barner. But he was saying that, you know, what's Alabama done lately? And I just want to remind him what Alabama has done lately. It's kind of stupid for an Auburn fan to even ask that question, because what we've done lately, we went 11-2, finished number 5 in the country last year. We gave Auburn their 7th loss and knocked them out of even going to a bowl game. So they got to sit home for the holidays and watch everybody else play. So, you know, we've done some things. I think it's 2 or 3 straight years we beat the Barner. So I can see Georgia saying, what have you done lately? But Barner saying this, it just don't make sense. And speaking of Georgia, Daryl, man, he talks the same crap he'd talked for years. And, you know, I heard a rumor that Daryl got kicked out of school, you know, when in the younger days. And he was homeschooled, Paul, and got kicked out of school. But, hey, I'm glad to see football back, even if it's just Vanderbilt this weekend. I plan on watching it. And another game I'm interested in is the University of North Alabama is playing Mercer Saturday. And I think that game's going to be on ESPN, I think. I don't know, my satellite's been messing up. They're having to send me a whole new receiver, so I'm hoping it gets in by the weekend. But, you know, hey, I'm enjoying it, Paul. And I just want to say one thing to AC, man. I believe AJ, I agree, AJ will take his lunch money. He'll take his lunch money and probably give him a wedgie on the way out the door.
But you don't want a wedgie, Paul. Do you? That would be the – hey, handsome, thank you very much. Cat Daddy is up next.
Big Paul, you're looking good and sounding good as always. Well, I am so happy to know that people are more upset about picking their children up at school than they are the gas prices and the food prices going on in the country today along with the open borders. But here's my next big argument. People come in the liquor store, and we know South Carolina has a tough schedule. You know it's a tough schedule. But a lot of them think that we could sneak up on some of these people, just like we did last year against Clemson and Tennessee. Can you put that schedule up there, and I'm going to tell you some tough game, but I believe we could do a good job this year.
Well, it starts with North Carolina, as you
yes,
know.
Yes, sir. Is that the mayonnaise bowl?
The Duke's Mayo rematch. And then, of course, 2 weeks later, it's at Georgia.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a tough one, I will admit. But we have come up with surprises in Georgia before. And I don't remember, just a few years ago, South Carolina went to Georgia and took the Hedges and brought them back to Columbia, and we buried them. But I think, although our schedule is tough and we're not ranked, look out for the South Carolina Gamecocks. Thank you for the time you give me to say things like that. I don't try to call every day, but when I do get to you, I'm just glad to know there's a show like this, and I'm so ready for football. Are you ready for some football? Go hang with you.
Cat Daddy, having some fun. Tony is in St. Louis, so hello, Tony.
Hey, Mr. Feinbaum, how you doing, sir?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Good. I got a funny story for you. A buddy of mine, we're traveling from Arkansas to Alabama. We were going to pick up a truck of his. I was following in a rental car. And so as soon as we cross the Alabama state line, a state trooper comes from the other side of the interstate, whips around, and I'm thinking, boy, he's going after somebody. And it was me and my buddy. And so he pulls around me, tells my buddy to pull over. And so I said, well, I'll go by because it's not me. And I was going to meet my buddy at the next exit. So then he tells me to pull over. So I said, okay, so here's my chance. So when he walks up to my car to start writing my ticket, I hand him my license and everything. So the first thing came to mind was for me to say, roll tide. And I did. And he pulled his sunglasses down, and he looked at me with a straight face, and he said, I'm a Gator fan, and I've been one all my life. And he kept writing that to me.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Bad gamble. It was.
Well, he didn't find it funny.
No, I bet
he was
didn't.
Dead serious. Hey, but you know, thanks for the call.
No matter where I am, I always try to identify the fan loyalty before I tell him how great I think his team is.
Well, we were in Alabama. I figured.
That was your mistake. Alabama, it's predominantly Alabama. There's a lot of Auburn, but you could get an influx. Hey, Tony, thanks for sharing. We appreciate it. Philip is up next. Hello, Philip.
Hey, Paul. My son just called me a while ago. He's a graduate from University of Alabama, and he had a meeting, and so he pulled out this statistic that he wanted to share with those that was at this meeting. And the statistic said that in the last 15 years, Tennessee fans, Georgia fans, the last 15 years, you beat Alabama exactly one time. Now go somewhere else and brag about something else, because it sure ain't how you have manhandled Alabama over the last 15 years. That's all I got to say, Paul.
Go Vols. Henry is in Rhode Island. Hello, Henry. Henry, you there?
Paul, can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
Paul, you've been having a lot of talk today about Notre Dame. I think they should circle the first game of the year against the Midshipmen. Returning 9 on defense, 8 on offense, and finally have a QB under center. I know they're 20.5-point underdogs, but, I mean, I'm telling you, they gave them a fight last year, especially on defense. D coordinator is now the head coach at Navy, and guess what? It's the first game of the year. Everyone's going to be watching. Just circle it, I'm telling you.
Well, it's the best game of the first weekend. I do believe a lot of people will be watching. Thank you very much for the call. I don't know if this next guy will be watching, but he will be on here right now. Hello, Larry.
What's up? What's up, Paul?
Larry, welcome.
Hey, it's on my ticket. Yeah, you know where I'm going, Tuscaloosa, Jack. You remember that? Me and Phyllis was going that thing we went to where our man talked his head off.
That was the interview we did with Comedy Central. Remember that?
Yeah, man. We put them back on the map. Sure did. Hey, check it out. Remember I got the ticket with that Motor Scout?
So who was there? The comedian from Comedy Central. Phyllis, was Jerome there?
She was with me. She was riding with me, and
Jordan
the
Klepper was the host, and I believe it was Jerome. You and I-Man talked more. I mean, I-Man, nobody could take a breath because I-Man never stopped talking.
He never shut up. His mouth was squeaking. Hey, he needed all WD-40 on him, Jack Jaws.
I was hoping I wish you had given him a screen test that afternoon.
Woo! He needed one. But that Motor Scout gave me that ticket, first one I've had in 60-something years. And what'd you say? Oh, put it, and Phyllis was my witness, God bless her soul. And you said you would pay it. You did. You said that. And that's
okay, Larry. How much is the ticket?
$149 damn.
That's more than I want to spend on a ticket.
Yeah, see that, you scoundrel.
But Larry, if paying you the $149 will stop you from bringing this up every time we talk in the future, I will pay it.
Yeah, it'd be worth it because I'm gonna start bringing it up.
Okay, Larry. Here's what I'm going to do. I will be in Alabama in 2 weeks, so if I see you, $149 over 30
check.
Years, how much would I owe you?
I don't know freaking check.
Well, you're not getting a check, but I thought I would put a down payment on. I'll do a 30-year mortgage on that $149.
I don't care how you do it, pull out your rear end. I don't care if it's got poo on it. I want it. Hey, check it out.
Larry,
man,
I would
on.
Like to know why I'm responsible for you speeding.
Man, you told me you'd pay it, Jack. I was coming to save your buddy's ass, trying to get him back in being funny. And then the motor scout, when we mentioned your name, he just kept ratting. He looked at us like, who gives a rat's ass? Billy said, we're doing a Paul Feinbaum show. He just kept ratting.
Larry, I'll give it to you. Just things are a little tight right now. What if I gave you $10 down?
Yeah, that's good. Make me a 12-pack.
Okay, I will. What kind of beer do you want, Larry? I'll send it to you.
Coors Light. I got to get away from old Manny, man. I'm taking heat on this crap.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks, Larry. Up against the break. We are coming right back.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back. We've heard from some stars tonight. AJ is next.
What's going on, my black hat brother? Paul.
AJ
in the first hour, AJ in the second hour, AJ in the third and the fourth with a black hat to boot, baby. Things is going up, Paul. Things is looking good, Paul. Hey, I remember all them peasants. It gets lonely at the top, and I'm going to have somebody to talk to. But I'm going to tell you something, Paul. What about that acronym mania that you tried to challenge AC on a while ago? And what'd he do?
He ran.
He bailed out. He ran from that fast, and Georgia did have the thought of having Oklahoma on the damn schedule, baby. I promise you that. Ran straight out of town. No, don't want that. And he's going to pull up, oh, lonely, oh, measly, oh, Jim, uneducated, uncompelling, absolute slime ball of a personality, and the worst caller that's ever got a telephone, and that's Jim. Jackass Jim. But I'm going to tell you something, AC. Just like Legend said a while ago, Georgia's got the belt a while ago. I mean, right now, Paul. That's what he said. In short order, that's what Legend said, was Georgia's got the belt right now, and he don't like it. And then rightfully so. We don't like Georgia having the belt. Nobody likes it. But I can tell you this, AC, in reference to that, you can't get the belt if you scared to challenge the man with a damn belt. AJ has resurrected the show. War Damn Eagle, Paul.
Mark is up next. So, hey, Mark.
How about, buddy?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, how you doing, Big Paul? This is Big Paul.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, man, what is going on with all this Alabama people, man? That's what I want to know.
What don't you understand, Mark?
Is this radio show based out of Alabama, or we just got a bunch of Alabama people just calling in, just running their mouth about Georgia? Georgia's number one, been number one. Alabama had a great run. Nick Saban was a hell of a coach. He's a legend. You're a legend. I'm a legend. But enough is enough.
Well, the difference, though, is Alabama people don't think it's over.
It's over. It's over. Nick won't be there for a couple. He might make it a year or two, but that's it. After Nick gone, they'll still be good, but they'll be going down. They're declining. They're going down. Yeah, they need to learn a lesson.
I don't think they're interested in learning any lessons. I think they're interested in teaching lessons.
Yeah, but it's over. It's over for them. They would not be number one again.
Well, Mark, thanks for sharing that. Thank you very much. David is up next in Tennessee. Hello, David.
Hello, Paul. Long-time listener, first time able to get through.
Wonderful.
Appreciate you taking my call today. I'm calling about what you think about Tennessee Vols. Last year, they beat LSU, and they beat Alabama, but yet we're 12 in the polls. I mean, I just seems like Tennessee just can't get no respect from the national media.
Well, I don't know if it's a matter of that. You also lost to South Carolina.
That's true.
I would have Tennessee in my top 10. I think they're a 10-win team, but I think there's a reluctance, though, to put them any higher.
Yeah, I think Joe Milton's going to prove everybody wrong this year. He's showing awful good in practice. His accuracy's gotten much better. So we sure hope he's up to the Hendon Hooker level.
Well, I believe he'll be very good. Now, if he's as good as Hendon Hooker, then we'll have a serious conversation here at the end of the year. Thanks for the call. Joe is in Arkansas. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Paul. First time, long time. Thanks for taking my call. If you've got the time, I'll show you why Arkansas is going to go 11-1 this
year.
Yeah, well,
we definitely want to hear that because we haven't heard it before.
Okay. Well, if you look at the first three games of the season, Paul, look at all that opportunity we have up for the offense, K.J. Jefferson, to get in time with his receivers. They're going to work on the routes. They're going to work on the timing. For all the running backs, we have five SEC-caliber running backs in the room, Paul. They won't use hardly any of them. None of them will get more than 15 carries a game. They'll get them in there, get them in rhythm, get them a good sweat, get them tackled a couple of times. The defense, I figure we'll be playing from ahead. The other team will have to pass. That'll give the defensive backs time to get worked in. What do you think so far, Paul?
We
go to LSU.
I'm looking at the schedule. I see one, two. I only see two games that I think it would be a long shot to win. So you may be right. Hey, thank you very much. JK is up next.
Hello, Mr. Feinbaum. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, Paul, what's going on, man?
You had me fooled, JK. I thought you would change your voice.
Yeah, I was calling from Legend Island, Bangla Doo Doo.
Hey, Paul, do you know when you have an Alabama fan rattle, he starts talking about Dallas Turner to resurrect their season. Ain't no way Alabama's going to a playoff again this year, depending on Dallas Turner. Did you hear legend not mention Kool-Aid? Is Dallas Turner playing defensive back?
Kool-Aid may be the best player on the team, but
who's the best player on the team?
Well, I say Kool-Aid maybe. The idea that Alabama has the—I mean, he camouflaged what he was trying to say. He didn't say that Alabama has the best defensive line. He said that that's the best trio.
Hey, Paul, you don't even believe that, hey, and I know legend is your buddy. But I know you're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. I ain't. Once again, they're behind the eight ball. Georgia is the team to beat. Alabama is not going to go to the playoffs again. It's no coincidence Nick bought 1.7 acres by Tiger Woods. He's getting ready to get out of T-Town. They might as well face the music. I don't know what kind of dance step they're going to do to it, but they got to face the music, baby. The dynasty, it might not be dead, buried, and gone. They on slow drip. And you know what you need on slow drip? You have to keep pushing that morphine until all that pain go away. It ain't going to go away no time soon. Get ready for it, baby, because the season is right around the corner. And unless legend or DJ Turner have some eligibility to play quarterback, Alabama in trouble. Remember I told you, Paul, they're in more trouble than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.